So, but seriously, speaking of sweating, the older I've gotten, boys, the more my butthole sweats.
That's unfortunate.
I have so much hair in my ass to catch the sweat, though. Like, I feel that, though. I feel that, though. Hey, we're starting off hot on the communication.
But for real, like, the older I get, the more water I have in my crack.
That's unfortunate.
More water.
Seriously. Especially, like, the little above crack area.
Yep.
Like, it's kind of like a little divot in there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's like a...
That is just a cesspool of pure water.
It just turns into a puddle. For
yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Puddle butt.
Puddle,
they called me
puddle butt.
They call me Barry Puddlebutt, the pervy sage.
Barry.
Puddle butt.
Bald baby Barry in the puddle butt.
Baby Barry in the Puddle Butts. That's my band.
Yeah, dude.
You're my Puddle Butts.
A really good nighttime story.
Ooh, either way, you two are my Puddle Butts.
Ooh, my. I'm.
I don't have a Puddle Butt.
No, but you're my Puddle Butts.
We're his Puddle Butt. I'm okay with that.
You guys are like the two bacteria that swim around in my sweat beads.
The only two.
Welcome to the Competent Idiots Podcast.
Of the bacteria.
We'll be back
after this session of throwing up.
Jeepers.
Oh man!
You get that long ass yawn on there, baby.
I'm in.
The older you get, nothing really changes as much. I know, obviously, it's more tired, hurting, and stuff like that. But like weird things, like more sweating
for being older.
Yeah, your dick doesn't get as hard. Whatever you're into,
still got good blood flow. I do. I think I feel like I sweat less.
Really.
I've never been a guy who sweats much ever, and had nothing on that for me.
That's how I was.
Yeah.
And now, like, I pit out just from hanging out.
Damn.
But you're like a hot box, aren't you?
Me?
Yeah.
I've always been a furnace. Other than my feet.
I am an iceberg.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got the cold feet.
Yeah. Like, I have bad circulation.
I'm Jacob from Twilight, minus my feet. Like, I can be naked in the middle of a storm and I'll keep you warm. But, like, my feet, for some reason, I have no... I'm probably got diabetes. I don't know.
Or a pinched nerve.
More than likely. I had the serious back pain for about 4 months and then just disappeared. So maybe my disc slid in.
I was hoping I don't have diabetes because they're crushing those prices up for insulin.
Are they?
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. There's been... But let's see. I just seen a bunch of shit on TikTok about it. But yeah, there was like one guy was paying like $65 a month or something for insulin. Like through insurance. And then it went up like... to $600 and something. Yeah.
What?
Like, okay, that's...
Fuck that. Kill me now. I'm already financially dead at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous. It's fucking insulin.
Needing it to live. I'm sorry.
You can see in the video what you did. On the audio. So for a very descriptive... I can't even talk. Description of what just happened. Dalton decided to take a sip from his beer from this giant mug that's probably ceramic, possibly porcelain, carved out with wolves on it.
Fucking wolves.
It's a giant beer stein. He took a sip, put it down very heavily, and he thought to himself, what can I do to piss off Ben Moore audio editing?
Smash
it. So he smashed the cap right on there. And he goes, listen here, Ben, fuck you. And he looked him right in the eyes. Okay, go back on.
Yeah, back on.
Yeah, back out, dude.
Insulin is outrageous, dude.
Apparently, it's getting skyrocketing. I really don't know much on it, so don't quote me on it. I didn't really do my research, but...
I mean, we are in the...
Apparently, it's a thing.
We're in the 21st century. No one does research. We read articles and we screen.
True. Or you just watch somebody else who claimed that they read an article.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We just believe what they say.
Yeah, that's right.
That guy reads. Fuck yeah, dude.
We Photoshop things, post them, and then claim it is real, even though it's the most obvious Photoshop ever. And then afterwards, instead of deleting the post, all we do is, oh, well, I didn't know. And you leave it up for someone else to share. And you do the exact same thing. And it's just a fucking trickle-down effect of bullshit.
You know that post was like 4 years ago, right?
There's so many where it's like pictures of the election. This person's rally's empty when the actual that's Bob Dole's election rally from 10 years ago Bob Dole was still Bob Dole taking on Viagra. Bob Dole.
Our boy Bob Dole.
Shit went right over my head. I'll tell you what.
You didn't know about Bob Dole in his Viagra commercials?
Who the fuck is Bob Dole, bro?
Bob Dole's for you. Bob Dole. Bob Dole's always saying Bob Dole because Bob Dole is Bob Dole.
By the way,
I did commercials for Viagra. Bob Dole's got a limp dick. Bob Dole uses pills. Bob Dole proves this message. Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. Now you know about Bob Dole, everybody.
Bob Dole.
Now you know just as much as I do about Bob Dole. And Bob Dole for mayor and Bob Dole for president and also Bob Dole for the senator.
Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Mr. Bob Dole. B-O-B-Y.
So like on completely sidetracked.
Sidetrack it.
Derail this entire conversation. Next Halloween, you guys want to do this in a haunted house?
Excuse me?
Fuck me.
I don't really care.
Doing the podcast?
I've never been bothered by ghosts.
I wish I wasn't fucking bothered.
Never met a ghost.
Live in my house for a month. You'll stop caring.
I think I have mice in my ceiling.
Those straight up sounded like fucking squirrels.
That's about as close to a...
I've had squirrels in mine. I probably still do.
Well, the weird thing is that it's my first floor ceiling and my second story floor. I don't know how the fuck they got in there. That makes no sense to me.
That's a perfect place for a ferret.
You got okay. Ferrets in this bench.
Yeah, ferrets.
We do have a lot of wild ferrets on the east side.
Yo, dude, what's going on at the east side and all these carjackings?
Oh, they're
bad by Rachel's work, too.
It's getting really bad.
Yeah.
Gunpoint robberies.
A couple weeks ago, there was a triple homicide. They did get the guy.
Did he get a UAV? Good.
Well, here's the thing, though. The dude killed a lady and her two kids. Oh. One of them was critically injured, and he was alive and woke. I don't want to fuck this up, but I'm pretty sure the kid that was critically injured stayed alive long enough for them to tell him who did it, which was like his mom's boyfriend, and they ended up finding the guy, but...
Good.
Yeah, that wasn't too far away from my place.
No.
Yeah, every single time when you're just like, oh, yeah, Esther, I'm going to warm up the car. I'm like, well, buy Ben's car.
I know. Bree's like, because I started it this morning. I usually like start my car and then lock the garage door. Like I don't close the actual garage door, but the service door, I'll just like lock it up when I come back in because Bree is always nervous. Somebody's going to come fucking waltzing in.
A little paranoid.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. But
just chain it to your house. Give yes. a padlock and a chain and start it and you hook the chain up and
dude
takes whole fucking garage with it.
Dude, it's like if you got the balls to fucking take my car out of my driveway, well, I guess whatever. I don't like what am I gonna do, you know?
You'd be like that one guy that fought back and got shot once in the leg. Yeah. The people that were doing it freaked out, threw the gun and left.
Oh, shit.
He wrestled the gun away from him, only got shot in the leg, I guess. And the guys just took off speed. Oh, so sorry to keep on going with this, but so when I was going over to Kitty's to do their floor, mm-hmm. when I talked about seeing that car chase.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's literally a description of the cars that are doing the hijacking. No license plate. They see the cops. They flee immediately. They just cruise and it's in the area.
Oh, no shit.
Yep. Ooh-hoo-hoo. So I'm pretty sure those are some of the people that were involved in carjackings. Oh, I got it. Yeah.
Damn.
Wild.
People are pieces of shit.
Yeah. Small I mean, world. We always play fireworks or gunshots.
Yep.
That's a fun game to play.
I used to play that at my brother's place in Newport.
I mean, fuck the east side, man. I don't have anything... You know, honestly, I don't have anything good to say about it.
Phelan Lake's beautiful. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Phelan's cool. Yeah, it's really nice trail beautiful. That goes around the side. And there's like a... Who the fuck was walking with us? Was it you guys?
It was me, Rachel.
The Asian like pergola thing.
Yeah.
Like yep. It's like set up like a pergola, it was like built like a Japanese fucking... building.
Yeah, that was super fucking cool. It's
fucking awesome.
There was like a small section to run that I had
yeah.
a few of those buildings.
Like that's like probably the best thing to come out of the east side. I don't know.
So my grandparents used to live right off of Phelan, like literally one of the streets. There are three houses in like an inlet of it. And like so I grew up in the area, always over there. And I mm-hmm. got to see kind of the downfall of everything around that area. And just to accentuate that, so when my grandparents died, we had to sell the place. My aunt drove by there and sent us pictures of, because I've told you guys how much my grandpa took care of his yard and stuff. Yeah, like he won awards off it. He imported grass, everything. Like this dude Damn. Was nuts about it. My aunt was an absolute psycho about her lawn too. She mm-hmm. My great aunt, she would like, you have to, specific pattern. Diagonal had to be exactly like it was on a three the entire way or something like that, or two and a half exactly. And if you didn't do it right, go back and do the lines again.
Holy fuck.
Like, that's how it was. And you do your outline, but you have to erase your outline by going through it all.
Jesus.
It was a whole thing.
Detailed ass landscape.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go back over. See those pictures? The yard, all the grass is completely burnt up. Like, it's just dead.
Damn.
All the flowers and freaking bushes in the front that were beautiful, completely trashed. Everything is just trashed.
Oh, that sucks.
Like, it sucks that, you know, generation after generation, the more that come through, the worse and worse these places are getting, just because no one gives a fuck anymore.
No, no one gives a shit.
It's depressing. But Phelan in the summer is freaking beautiful. Like, I could drive around or walk around that lake.
Dude, I barely remember what summer feels like.
Dude, when we live colder than the Antarctic right now.
Oh, yeah.
Every year we're colder than the Antarctic. Isn't that something?
Always 1 week.
Yeah, there's at least a week of it where we're colder.
Big vortex, people. We love that shit.
Right? I would love to move summer warm. I'd miss winter. I'm not going to lie. I do think winter is beautiful.
I would go somewhere with a more mild winter.
Yeah, when it gets like this cold, it's fucked.
I love the fact that we get to go through seasons. I wouldn't want to be somewhere where it's like,
but make it equal.
In a sense, it's summer all the time, right?
Yeah.
To us, it would be summer all the time. I love it being really hot and then cooling down and you see the fucking trees change. And then you get that first dusting of snow and everything looks all fucking cool and pretty and everything. That's dope. But then like the fourth day after all that shit's done, you're just like, motherfucker, this is what I get to deal with. Yeah. Like,
I've thought about this quite a bit. And I see my dream climate would be 3 months of each season. So it'd be 12 months altogether.
Correct.
So summer, it'd be like June, July, and August, where July would be the hottest, where it'd be in the like hundreds sometimes in 90s. Mm-hmm. And then August and June would be between like 80 and 65. And then from there, it'd go on from that range down where winter was. Like January, and January's weather is straight zeros the entire time. But then February is like 20s to like 35s, 40s. And then November is the exact same 30s to 25s, 20s type of thing. Mm-hmm. So it sort of eases you in, but it's 3 months of each. 3 months of spring would be incredible.
Even that wouldn't be bad.
3 months of fall would be incredible. Mm-hmm. Cause we get a week.
Well, we get three months of summer now.
That's my biggest
complaint. But then we get 8 months of fucking.
Remember when September was winter, but hot? It's not, but. Back in the day?
I barely remember September being hot. That's how fast it changed.
I remember going around, what was it, my senior or junior year of high school on Halloween in a t-shirt and shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 60 degrees out at night. And which is
incredible.
3 years ago on Christmas, it was 60 degrees out.
Yeah.
And then that February, we got pissed.
I mean, even this year, we got lucky. Mm-hmm. Like, it was pretty fucking warm.
We've had about three big snowstorms.
Yeah.
That's about it. We had about two ice storms,
mm-hmm.
which were involved in the snowstorms. And then we've had 1 week of actually really cold weather.
Yeah. And usually it's just been this last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Usually then, it's January. It gets super fucking cold, but.
We'll probably have one more big blizzard in March. And then
March or April.
And tear off.
I doubt it. Yeah. Cause my birthday is.
Cause as it warms up, then it fucking, those clouds fucking release.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. My birthday is a total wild card on weather. It's going to be nice or snowy or blizzard or nice as shit.
There was that 1 year where we had a giant blizzard in May. That was funny.
That was fucking dumb. I remember that.
I forgot who it was. They posted, they went to Stout and they posted like, it's always sunny in Stout. And then it was like Wednesday. 75 degrees, 80 degrees. Everyone's outside in shorts on the quad and everything. And then like Thursday, whiteout, fucking 8 inches of snow. No one knows where it came from. Next day, half it's already gone because the ground's already heated up.
Yeah, yep. It's too warm for it to stay.
Like
it's Minnesota magic right there.
Minnesota magic.
Right.
Be fucking blizzard one day. And then
it's like a basketball team Ben watches, the Minnesota magic.
Dude, we should make that our spike ball league name.
Minnesota Magic.
Is that going to be us?
Yeah.
We're the Minnesota Magic.
Oh, I'm so fucking down for that, dude.
You got to think of a team for you and Dom, bro.
Can't steal your name. Can I steal it? All right, I'll think of one.
You're the Minnesota Mighty Magic.
Minnesota. Well,
because you guys got beards. Two big beards. Sort of, so you guys got to be Mighty Magic.
You can be
Minnesota Mighty Midgets. Can you say that on here? We can say whatever we want.
Yes, be the Cosgrove Crop Dusters. If you don't ever stop farting.
Oh, ripping ass, dude.
We need help, guys. What can we do for a spike ball?
Can we still be
league
Minnesota
game?
Or do we got to switch it up? Like same.
No, we should
slots
do
slots or something.
Well, yeah, as long as it's
Minnesota based.
That, and as long as the two words you use start with the same letter.
Yeah.
Fair.
And that's the one thing I'm really good at.
You are good at that.
Chisago Cold Cocks. Even though none of us are from Chisago, no. And that is like a fucking really weird word to say. I was okay.
Chisago.
So I had to, for work, I had to call Comcast XOC. One. So like, yeah, those people create a ticket for you or a job for you when you're going to take down service from anybody.
Yep.
And basically all it is they put it in the computer as, so if a tech sees that their area has like an outage, they won't go. Like they'll just know that like, yeah, we're working on it. Right. So I get this lady, her name is Jen, which is probably a fucking fairy.
Beautiful.
Fucked up, made up fairy tale name for this lady.
Beautiful name.
Really nice gal. Salt there you go, earth. Barry. That was for you. I said gal. So it's really nice lady. But she, I think they're based in like Colorado. There's a bunch of different places and you kind of just never know who's going to pick up.
Okay.
Okay. In which state. So I give her the information. She's like, oh, you're in St. Paul. And I was like, yep. And she's like, oh, funny story. You know, I grew up in Wisconsin. And she said something about Minnehaha. This, and normally nobody's that talkative. Right. And this lady was just chatting me up for some weird reason.
And she's wants like, that deer.
Wants to
doubt it. She, guy. So she goes, Minnehaha, you know, a lot of people can't say that word or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I know. Minnesota has some really weird shit going on. Like, we have a lot of like Native Indian type street name, like words shit for like streets and whatever. So people have difficulty. So she goes into this explanation of how her fucking parents took her when she was a young girl.
Oh, she's going the whole life story. Oh,
her parents took her to the Minnehaha River with some of her girlfriends, and where they were staying for camping, the river was low, so they were able to just lay in the river and have the water rush over them. And I was just like, cool. Like, sick, I have Jen? Work to do. It's fucking 6:30. I want to go home, Like, so then she's like, I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, that's wild. I was like, did you have fun? She's like, yeah, it was pretty fun, blah, blah, blah. And then she's talking shit, some other shit about some other weird street name or something like that. And then she's like, well, I grew up in Wisconsin, so we have all those weird words, you know, Eau Claire and Menominee and like Gouda, all this shit. And then I was like,
mozzarella.
Yeah, I was just like,
cheddar, sharp cheddar.
Yeah, and also the English language makes you put a bunch of fucking letters in that
don't need to fucking
don't even need to exist.
Yeah, explain xylophone.
Yeah.
Next
yeah.
question.
Are people
possum?
What fucking road is that? It's like Xerxes.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like
Xerxes.
X-E-R-E-S.
Yeah,
it's like a read it.
What the fuck?
E R S E S.
Why does X have a Z sound? You know that shit baffles me.
Makes sense.
Z. Well, that's why they call Z a Z over in like England and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it makes sense.
And they pronounce their A's correctly because we pronounce A's as E's.
Yep. Well, we only pronounce Bag. A's as E's when it's convenient for us.
We don't pronounce anything when it's convenient for us.
America's
yeah, I guess you're right. It's not necessarily convenient. It's
the garage.
The gay rage.
The gay rage.
The guy rage. Yeah, I don't, dude.
Go to the
bar. I think we talked about this on the last episode, or one before. But so, it's just like the English language, man, sucks so much fat penis.
I just really wish after her story, you would have said, yeah, that's a mini ha-ha story. Get it? It's a small story. It's kind of funny.
I can't be talking to people like that. All right, thanks. Bye.
But I did figure out during that story a great name for your Dom's spike ball team.
Did you?
Yeah, the Cottage Grove Crotch Capers.
Crotch Capers?
Crotch Crawlers?
That works too. There's a lot of C's in it.
Holy shit.
Isn't a caper like a fish or something?
A caper is, yeah. It's, I think it's a food. Small fish.
Yeah, you're the crotch like capers. Your little fish crotches. Crotch fish.
Gross, dude.
Yuck.
I mean, yeah, it describes perfectly you guys' style of play. Yeah. Just you got filthy.
Those stinky, wait a minute.
See, no, that's good because it describes your style of play. Yeah, paint, you guys are filthy. See?
I can't argue
See?
That. All right.
Okay. And we're the Minnesota Magic men, and we're going to show up in Speedos and just a little bow tie.
Because there's no reason we should win, but we will.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Well, so wait, what? Excuse me?
Yeah, you do. You were up by like 30 points at one point.
Yeah.
Some fucking, it was 20 at least.
Well, we decided we were going to play casual, but me and Barry kind of just kicked it up a notch.
I kicked it up a notch when Dom started doing behind the back shots.
Listen, I don't play casual. You guys know my competitiveness.
You guys,
don't know casual.
Well, you guys got a taste of me trying towards those last 10 points.
Hey, you fucking.
Now, just remember, I could have done that all game.
You fucking cheesing it.
How many people that listen to us actually know what Spikeball is?
Oh. So, Spikeball. It's a great game. Great game. There's a little mini trampoline in the middle of everybody, and you have a little rubber ball, and you slap the ball with your hand. You have three hits alternating between people like volleyball, and you have to hit.
So the same person can't hit it twice, basically.
Right.
And you got to hit the trampoline at the end, and if after it hits the trampoline and it hits the ground, you score a point, as long as you hit it towards the trampoline. So at one of our great, great best friends' weddings, we decided to spend 8 hours drunkenly playing Spikeball.
Smashed.
Absolutely smashed.
And I'm pretty sure we touched on this story a little bit at one of our prior ones when it actually happened, but such a good story. You could tell it twice. You know what I mean?
Dude, we ran out of beer at the end. Probably last maybe a half hour of us playing. Give or take some time.
I wasn't even drinking beer either. I was drinking mixed drinks the entire time. True.
Yeah, and us were drinking beers. But that last like half hour, give or take on time there, we ran out of mixed drinks and beer, and we were pulling shots. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it.
Yep, that's when I had to make a split second decision to either go for the ball and potentially give your wife a concussion or...
Yeah, you would have taken the girls out.
You should have taken that. Just should have just knocked them out.
I could have. I still think I could have made that jump.
You probably could have. You're fucking a squirrel.
But if I would have left my knee down and clocked her, I would be dead.
You would have shattered a jaw.
That's true.
I was thinking straight to temple. That's what I was thinking. I was going. That's right where my mind went. Is this kneecap's going to that temple?
Oh, that's fair.
And that gal's on the ground. And then I'm going to have to explain why the competitiveness of Spikeball is more important than the safety of
our friends. Yeah.
That's how Dalton became a widow.
Dude, honestly, that's probably one of the only competitive games that I enjoy, like thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah. It's one of those games where you don't have to be good to have fun.
Yeah.
And you can be losing and have fun.
Yep.
I mean, Dalton had a blast the entire time, and they were only ahead of us for about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
True.
In the 20s, they were ahead of us. They got the 31st, and we said, fuck you guys.
I love that
for
game.
As unathletic as we look, we're the most athletic. You know what I mean?
Oh,
we're the
fuck
most,
yeah, dude.
We're the most athletic, unathletic.
You guys know how
seen.
It works with me. Anything I try for the first time or I'm not do a lot of, I... do great
somehow
at.
You're fantastic. Yeah,
except for dunking.
I think you just manifest the fact that you're great at it because you always say you have good luck, you always say you're good at shit in your first time, and so like
and
you're just
I am.
You're just naturally good,
so
you just set the standard
that or I just play an illusion on you guys and I make it look like I'm good when really I'm doing nothing at all.
We are in a simulation.
I'm happy.
That will work. That can work. I did that back in the day.
I do not have depression. No anxiety, no depression.
I'm not sad.
How that works is you stare in the mirror and you do that until the thing in the mirror changes what it's doing. So as soon as that moves somewhere else, you know you got it because you've gone insane and you don't need to be happy no more because you're just insane.
You've gone insane? You're now a full-blown schizophrenic.
When you can talk to yourself in the mirror and the mirror talks back at you, you know you're going to be happy
like
the rest of your life.
Fucking bricks. I'd say, babe, we're selling the
You have the only friend
house.
You'll ever need.
If you stare in the mirror for like 5 minutes straight, though, you will fuck with yourself. It messes with your head.
I don't like
Never that. Done that.
I have.
Me either. I don't like that.
I do it all the time. It's
have you ever seen
hilarious.
The way mirrors are made?
No.
But it's a it's the portal into my soul, and I see what I really look like, and it's worse than this.
You should look at it. You should check that out sometime. It's a little how they make it video.
Yeah.
Little.
Only if Snoop Dogg's narrating it.
Because
how they made
tough.
Hot dogs, Snoop Dogg was the best.
He's the best narrator.
I've never seen that.
Seriously?
Swear to God.
It is the funniest fucking video.
Dude, hot dogs are so gross.
You see that video of the guy cutting it and then going under a magnifying glass and you
there's
see
like little
hairs
and shit.
Oh, fuck. Really?
The hard part with that is, again, it's the internet.
And also,
everybody has to be careful what
they
look at.
They're made in a factory. And these factories are as clean as possible, but they're going to... Everything you eat's got shit in it.
Well, that's the thing is like... every, so when I was going to welding school and they were talking about some of the jobs you can do, you end up being like a pharmaceutical welder mm-hmm. for their spray tanks. And some of the drugs that they make are so corrosive to like stainless steel, like 303 stainless steel, mm-hmm. super hard fucking metal, that it'll etch the insides.
Almost as hard as these abs.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, fuck exactly. Yeah, let me get some of that. So what ends up happening is some of those additives are so caustic that it etches out the inside of those barrels.
Holy fuck.
Not barrels, tanks. And there is a sensor. So every, you know, say every 10 pounds, it scans like that entire, like 3 or 4 pounds worth of shit, right? Hey, Izzy. It'll scan that.
Don't even skip a beat.
It'll scan that and decipher how much of that etched steel is in the product. And if it's below whatever percentage, fuck it, it's fine type thing. The other thing I learned was that there's only like 0.001% of the actual drug mm-hmm. in your pill, right? So like there was
sounds like a fucking placebo effect then.
No, they just make it so concentrated
that
if you had any more than that, that's when it starts doing, it'll either do so much, it'll do a ton of damage or it will kill you. So
like alcohol at a hospital, it's like 100% alcohol.
Yep.
That will kill you.
Yeah. If you like took a big swig of that,
you're dead.
Big problem. But so like my instructor was talking because they flew him out. He was like a supervisor for some company, flew him out to Costa Rica or something like that.
Love the place.
And never been. There was a Viagra plant. And I might have already shared this because I'm fucking stroking
out. I haven't heard about Costa Rica's Viagra, but I would love to hear more.
I would.
There was an emergency there. He had to go weld some shit for one of their dryer tanks or something like that. So it basically sprays the product in and dries it at the same time, causing it to be a powder.
Okay.
A 1 pound box of that is worth like, I don't know, $4 million.
Oh, right? Fuck. Okay.
And that's pure. Like even if you inhaled that, you would die. Mm-hmm. Like even if you held like a puff of it.
Pretty much 100% pure of anything in this world will kill us.
Well, anything pure, like drug wise.
Yep.
So they have to dilute that so hard with starches, sugars, everything else that'll help break that down in your system and be usable.
Mm-hmm.
That they can only have 0.001%. If they put anything more than that, say in like Viagra, your fucking heart would explode.
Oh, absolutely.
And your dick would explode.
You wouldn't even have time for your dick to explode. Your fucking heart would literally explode.
And then your dick would explode.
So that's weird. It's weird. It's weird that like, you know, you go get Tylenol or you go get ibuprofen or what, any pill form of whatever. And you have that microscopic of an amount in there that you actually absorb.
And now think about
what it comes to.
That microscopic amount is what costs so much.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
pharmaceuticals are the biggest scam out there.
Oh, yeah.
They're needed, but they know it.
Oh, yeah. That's such a huge money pit.
But the weird thing is like they're only needed because we are told they're needed.
Oh, yeah.
For millions and millions of years, there's a plan for everything.
Yeah, but also back in the day, like people's life expectancies were so much lower. The average life was so much lower.
Do you think that's why we get depressed?
Because we're supposed to be dead?
Yes.
I think we get depressed because we're not meant to be doing what we're doing. We're very social creatures that are very interactive with things. So to spend most of our days not being able to be social. It's like what we talked about earlier. There's a big stigma. You know, if you have autism, it's a bad thing. Autism, a lot of people with autism have exponential talents, you know, mathematics, like music, everything.
There's so much genius to that.
But because they're not socially like acclimated, they don't have the social skills.
Right.
It's looked down upon when really more than likely the most genius minds of all time have been autistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it, they like someone with autism that's got like that ability to do math in their head, like a square root of any number.
Yep.
That person should be looked upon as like one of the greatest people because this person can go far with any, like anything math related.
Yeah.
They're focused in on it. They're so good at it. Now you get someone with that with someone else, you know, you like combined all these together and you got yourself pretty much the Pentagon. Like these are I would put money that most of our scientists, all these smartest people in the world have autism. I'd put money down
to some degree. Yeah.
To some degree.
Yeah, to some degree. Yeah.
Because they're able, like something with, I don't know how it works.
Their brain is just so wired different.
It's like, just, yeah. And that's a huge thing is like people just don't want to try to learn or understand. Cause like autism has such a spectrum.
There's such a range.
And we joke around about it, but like, yeah it's actually like, and that's the thing I was getting at, the social part of it. Humans aren't meant, you know, we're very, that's how we survive. We're social creatures. We survive by being together, always interacting, learning from each other, stuff like that. So back to the depression thing, it's like, that's mainly why, for instance, when we're together, everyone's having a good time, everyone's laughing. You're not really down and out till you get back in your car and you're heading home.
Yeah.
When you're alone.
Know, exactly.
Back in that reality.
Again. Yeah.
And that's why people that, you know, homeless people that you see as crazy, they've just been alone for way too long, you know, and
that does fucking play a huge effect on your mind.
It twists everything. I mean, I feel all the time. I feel different when I'm by myself in my own house. I fucking lose my mind.
Yeah. I mean, how many, think about that. How many hours do you spend? I mean, cause you're not working right now, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, side jobs, whatever here and there, but like, even for you, I guess at this point. Mm-hmm. So side jobs here and there. And that, cause I know when I was fucking not working. Yeah. You are in such a different mindset. Well, plus with the pandemic, it's not even
alone.
It's not even like, oh, I'm not working. I can go out and do this or do that.
Can't do fucking anything.
You're just, you are isolated almost in a sense. And like, That's one of the biggest things they do in prisons.
Yep.
Isolation.
Yep, that's the punishment.
And it fucking drives those guys nuts.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why humans are so just fucked.
We're bad at, we're terrible at living, to be honest.
We're not content with anything.
No.
We're not, nothing's ever good enough.
This is the depression episode. No, but I mean, it's one of those, it's fun to think about. Maybe not fun, but like,
it's interesting.
It's
to break
very
down.
Interesting.
For me, I mean, that's one thing I always look into is like one thing I'm very interested in is how just the brain works, how we are supposed to be, or what is the concept of like, what, like, you know, for instance, society's like, when you, as soon as you're born, it's this or that, this or that, this or that. If you just
it's
let a child
or the other
there's so much
grow up on its own and just to be able to see what they would actually think without being told like religion things, politics, nothing like that. Just to see them grow up. Would be a completely different type of society.
Well, there's so much conditioning. As soon as you're born, I mean, as soon as you can like comprehend shit, it's
you're
just
told what to think from you're the minute told. You are fucking capable of accepting knowledge into your brain to the minute you
wear
die.
Clothes, because otherwise you're gonna get in trouble.
Wear clothes if you're a boy or you're a girl. And if you're either or, you have to love the other, or you have to do this or that. Like, dude, there's
that
so
shit
much
to me
crazy
is
shit.
Never to that shit. I've never understood that. Like, I never understood why there has to be like it's this or that, or like you have to love this person because this is how it's supposed to be. Well, who the fuck even said
it's like you always
this is how
only have two choices?
Yeah, it's like
because we're all arrogant assholes that know better, so we have to teach our kids because we know better than the rest of the world.
Well, and then everyone, and then it's just everyone judges so hard. But it's like, what fucking pedestal are you on? You're able to just like judge somebody because they're different from you.
Yep.
It's who, I mean, who wants to, I don't want to be that fucking, you know, that Karen or that fucking, you know, that boring, you dress the same as
Karen
everyone
or Kevin.
Else, like fucking,
you
who
know,
wants to be, no, you know, normal. What's normal anyway?
There is no normal.
Normal is just what society tries to tell you what it
the
is.
The worst thing though is like, think about how many awesome Karens there are, like really nice lady Karens and they just got,
they get a really bad rap.
Ass now. Same with the Kevins. Just
Kevins.
Annihilated.
I'm gonna go take a urinate, boys.
Yeah.
Why? For the Kevins. I gotta pee so bad. I've been holding for like 7.
You don't even know your times,
dude. I can't tell
time. All right, we'll keep it up.
I can't tell time. Fuck, judge me. Do it.
We're judging.
All right, that's
here it comes. We're judging hot. Here
this
comes.
Is the part where Barry fucking pans over to just him or just me. So nobody actually visually knows you're gone.
At some point, I have to cut so it shows that he's not like walking across in front of the camera directly.
Yeah, isn't that a bummer?
Yeah, there's a lot of sets where they beg you to pretty much walk behind him for that because it's so distracting.
I'm so happy now that you have something to do. That fucking sucks sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I love doing it. It's just I don't have motivation to get it done quickly.
I mean, that's fair.
You know, like I love when I get into it. It's fun. It's fun to be creative and everything. It is a pain in the ass to have a chore every single week, though. Every single week, no matter what.
Now you guys know how I felt for the last 38 weeks.
Yep. And it just sucks because it's like, if I try to go fast through it, like just try to quickly get it done.
It's not good.
I can miss everything.
Yeah.
And I like.
And that's not what we're. It's not why we did this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
we did it because we want to make it fun and interesting and do that it kind is, of stuff.
I mean, honestly, I think it's fun. I think anybody could start their own podcast. Mm-hmm. And like, because I'll go online or whatever and somebody's like, oh, I have this great idea for a podcast, but I don't know where to start. I feel like that's how we were. We didn't know.
You start the interface.
Start just
you work your way out.
Just get the bare minimum that you know you need. But to be fair, there's people that like they never touched like music or any sort of recording equipment. Yeah. So they're not even sure on where to go with that.
But that's the thing, the internet's a beautiful place. It can be.
Well,
it can
be. It's so there's a ton of knowledge on there. Don't get me wrong. But like how far technology has come, you don't need the setup that we even have. Like even
you could do it off your phone.
Yeah, excuse me.
You really could.
Yeah, you don't need. We almost went. We're borderline overboard for what we're doing. It's not like we're making money. It's not like.
Well, yeah, we
have this giant audience.
It, you know.
Right. Yeah, the amount of money we like put into it and not. Yeah.
And realistic. I mean, think about it. Like, because we've all split it. So yeah. I mean, it's not super common for it to just be like a one person.
Yeah.
Podcast that I think. Again, going back to the social thing, it's like, is it fun? Yeah. I mean, but that's more for people who are higher level shit, like, you know, the Joe Rogans, the fucking, that works for them. And because they already have such a giant following, but like for us, it's like,
Joe Rogan's a two person podcast.
I suppose technically it is. Does he have Red Band?
Yeah.
He always has a
guest, but like.
Because all he does is interview. That's all he does.
Yeah, that's true.
He just interviews. He vamps a little bit here and there in the beginning and the end, depending on what's going on. But he just interviews, and that's a person. It's a genius, genius setup. All he has to do is get you in that seat, and you're good.
Yeah.
Like, because all he has to do is sit back and ask you questions. Like, he does a little research of what he wants to talk about.
I think the one thing I enjoy about him, too, I mean, you're right. I think he just fucking listens, too. Like, I feel like a lot of people just don't listen anymore, and they just, like, will shit on opinions and like spew out their opinions, but nobody wants to listen or
it is. I mean,
you know what I mean?
If that I mean, look how long it's, I mean, we still do it often, but we don't do it as often. But like, think about how long it took us to not talk over each other.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing is like, luckily we've held conversations with each other. The reason why we did this is because of what we already talk about. Like, we don't act anything up. We didn't go, hey, we want to start a podcast to make money. We literally went, hey, we have these conversations and people always are saying like, oh, I wish I was there. I wish I would have heard that. Been so funny.
Yeah.
So that's why we started this.
Yep. Yeah.
And like, we have this vibe already because we've been doing this off podcast. We do
forever.
We do a podcast before we do the podcast. Every single time we're here.
When you guys showed up at what, 5:30? Like the hours that
and it's went 9. By
before we started recording.
Yeah.
Could have been an entire fucking podcast.
Like we literally just it's what we do. We love talking to each other.
Like I've had people ask like, do you guys like write up anything? Or like, do you guys have like, I was like, so, I mean, sometimes we come up with like bullet points that like we may hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we ever hit dead air.
Yeah. There's no, with dead air, but there's no scripts. There's no.
We've had two episodes of plans. The Would You Rather tournament.
And then fuck him or fuck him. Just because
so three episodes. We got to,
Oh, yeah.
And then we had the second episode, the COVID one, where I actually had bullet points where I was segueing to every single one nonstop about different things with COVID and stuff like that.
Yep.
Like those are the only ones that we actually had somewhat of a plan to, because other than the mammoth tusk.
Hey.
But like we'll have like bullet points that we try to drop into if we feel like there's a lull going on and stuff like that. But honestly, it's just if you want to start a podcast, just be confident in what you're talking about and talk about it.
Yeah.
That's it.
As long as you
don't, and you'll fucking iron out the kinks as you go.
Yeah. Ironing out ours. I mean, we're still constantly talking about what we should do, shouldn't do, constantly trying to switch things up at the same time, keep it somewhat repetitive enough where you get a feeling of, you know, what you're coming into, but give you a little surprise curveball here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just trying. You never know unless you just try something. You'll never, you know, if you never do it, you're never going to know. Yeah. You got a pee, Dad?
You can't be quiet. There's a video.
He fucking shushes me on camera.
Like, you're allowed to leave with, you got to realize who's in the room here. All right, the one person that's left once, and because I was literally about to shit my pants. Like, it's the only time I've left this chair or the other chair.
I don't think you've ever really... Has it been more than that one time that you left on a podcast?
Just to shit my pants.
That's fucking
incredible. And I was gone for a good, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was an emergency.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, I know I could hold my bladder for a very long time, but there's poop? No.
No, yeah, I can't hold my
poop. That comes knocking on death's door. I'm going to freaking open up and say welcome.
Yeah. It's time to unleash.
Unleash the Kraken.
I wish I could hold my fucking... I just... I wish I could hold my pee because I feel like everyone around me can hold their pee for a while. And I'm like, well, like, go to the bathroom again.
Let's put it this way. You know when you wake up in the morning because you have to piss?
Yeah.
I can roll back over and go back to bed.
No shit.
And then wake up 3 hours later and go piss.
Seriously?
I'm not kidding.
Like, that uncomfortability, like, you have to pee so bad, you can just bear through that.
If I'm tired enough, I'll just go right back to bed.
That's fucking incredible.
Yep. I'll be like, not today. But if I wake up to shit, I'm out of that bed faster than goddamn a fire behind me. You could scream bloody murder in my ear. I'll turn around and be like, what the fuck are you doing? If I have to take a shit, I'm
now or never.
Literally the Flash.
Holy shit.
I don't even step. I literally go from laying down to standing. There's no roll or nothing. It's almost a teleport.
Levitates out of his bed.
It's like if you cut from one frame to another and eliminate the middle of someone laying in bed and standing. That's what happens if I have to shit. All right. I run. Like, because if I wake up to that, funny. It means something's bubbling and it's going to be a hot magma time of pure hell.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, no, piss wise, I can hold that.
God, if I got to pee bad enough after I wake up, I have to pee. Otherwise, I can't fall back to sleep. I'm just so fucking uncomfortable.
I thought I was going to be able to hold it, but then I looked at the time and I was like, fuck.
So I did it at like 23 minutes. Work. I was like, I'm not going that long.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's my bad.
How dare you two?
We're fucking human beings.
If you're going to pee, you pee at the same time in the same toilet and you don't break eye contact.
Well, I mean, we switched to the night shift and now we're drinking. We have drinks with our friends.
With our friends.
You know, so like
fuck
beer.
Yeah, dude.
Beer gets you going.
Oh, I bet.
I like the realization in Dalton's voice where he goes, yeah, with our friends. Hey, how's it going, audience?
Same thing with me. Yeah. Some things kind of take a little bit to, fire in the good old brain here. But I get there. Eventually.
I don't know. I don't even remember what we were talking about. That's how awesome that pee was.
How mad do you think Rachel would be if you texted her right now? Be like, I need 3 more beers, beer wench.
Oh, if I said that,
you know,
she'd be so fucking mad. I think
we should have a beer wench sign.
Flip that on,
or she would just never bring him.
She'd come up with a beer and divorce papers.
Yeah, probably.
The fuck you call me?
Hey, we're almost to 9 years. Guess what, buddy? Fuck you. Just leaves.
Watch her come in after she just heard that. Excuse me. You leaving me? You think you could leave?
You're mine.
You ever seen the movie Misery?
Yeah, you guys will be fucking buried.
How do you like your ankles?
Oh,
on top of each other.
It's a rough scene.
In the same coffin.
Broken or shattered? You got an option there, wench.
She'd kill me. She'd slit my throat with a butter knife.
Let's be clear, though. He is calling her a winch, not a wench. So, I mean, how bad can she get?
That was a joke.
Because I don't feel like he caught.
No, he did.
Wind of it.
That's why I kept going with it and kept saying it.
Listen, dude.
Winch, wench.
I love it. I could have let that go for so long and wait till the very end to drop it on.
You could have.
Shit.
But I got him.
Ben's catching on to how I try to set up long
and
jokes.
And I don't ever catch on.
Like, I like them. I like them prolonged because it's just a little game to play in my head. Like, how long can I get this to go before he goes, wait a second. The Winchesters.
I think you catch it every time. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Ben's adapted to how I work.
Yeah.
He's adapted and he's overcoming.
Big comer.
big cummer guy over here.
He is a cum lord.
Big cummer.
I gotta get a good delay in the brain. You know what I mean?
Porky Pig over there.
Yeah, dude. Give it a
shout out to our boy Porky.
Give it a mushy head.
It's got nothing to do with this. Nah.
That's all anything. Water.
It's all water.
You're so fucking hydrated.
Dude, I'm so fucking hydrated.
I mean, it is a light beer, so it is very watery.
You shut your dirty whore mouth, Barry.
Calm down, 70 cals over there.
Fucking 95 cals?
Listen, you think you can keep this body without drinking some of those?
I can't even keep this body. I'm slowly turning into the Michelin man covered in acne.
Tighten up, dude. Just blame it on the mask, even though you're by yourself all the time.
I wear a mask at home just because a ghost might get me COVID.
He doubles up. He's on that double fucking mask train.
Double mask up, baby.
I feel like I've already got... Dude, I mean, how many... Dude, you can't...
That type O blood, okay?
Something. I'm a fucking wizard or something because...
Be careful when you say
wizard.
I've been in contact
with at least 3 different people face to face for multiple hours. I mean, you're one of them, yep. And like, have not gotten it.
We've
have
shared not even things in our mouths. Sniffles. Like literally 2 days after before I found out.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't. Idea. I'm not gonna get. I mean, you guys can be mad at me if you want, but I'm not getting a vaccine. What do I need it for? I haven't fucking gotten it yet, and I've gone. It's what we're at a year. We're over a year because it was like what November of last year when we were at Huntington.
How I see it is
talked about it.
Get it if you can.
Yeah.
If you don't get it and you end up getting COVID, then what you deal with the repercussions? It's like how I was always saying, like, just give it to me already.
Yeah.
And when I got it, I'm like, okay, I got it.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, honestly, it's like, yeah, did I want to get COVID on an under like sub level? Yes, I did because I want to test. I'm a sadistic asshole that wants to see what my body can handle. I really am.
I'm kind of the same.
Like if it's going to come my way, I want to, you know, if it's out there, like I've talked about if I ever found out I had cancer, I would literally laugh in the doctor's face.
Not me. I'd cry like a bitch.
I would go, all right, well, let's see what this body can do.
That's my worst fear.
My first question would be, how long do I have to live? Then
it wouldn't be would determine- how bad's the cancer first?
Like, well, that would be, that's the same question. That's kind of the same question.
It's essentially the same question, but also like, who cares how bad it is? How long do I have to live? Because I don't know if I would go through the ringer of chemo. Like, don't get me wrong.
Do the Barry way. You'll be fine. Do the Barry way.
Just drink a bunch of kombucha.
Nope. You got to raise that white blood cell count as much as possible.
And how are you doing that?
The best possible way,
which is
jerking off.
I was gonna say masturbation,
having sex and jerking off. Just pretty much orgasming raises your white blood cells.
Wait, does it really?
Yes, it does.
That's probably why I'm so fucking healthy, dude.
That's why I rarely get sick.
How'd you get COVID then?
Rarely is the key word. I also got mono. I don't get sick often other than like shitting my pants because I don't know how to eat correctly. But like I have, other than that, like I don't get the flu.
I suppose you don't ever really like just get sick.
No, I rarely have a fever unless it's a sinus infection, which is me just not being a clean human being, I guess. I don't know. But that I got mono once and I've gotten COVID.
I've gotten mono. Wow. I never get flu shots.
Nope.
Never.
I've gotten one in my entire life because of a job.
I got one because of school.
Yep.
That was it.
I got maybe a couple times or two because my mom would give the flu shots.
She was
in that realm of work.
Did you just sneak in at night and be like, gotcha.
Get at home.
Mom, I said no. Gotcha. It's the vaccine fairy.
Yeah, I don't get. I mean, the last time I was sick was when I was sick and underneath your pillow. Were doing. The last time I got sick was when we were doing your floor.
Oh yeah, your
floor, which was over a year ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, I mean, I've smoked way too much and got ghost white.
Well, that's another thing that supposedly counteracts cancer.
That is true.
Yeah. So you do that. Mixed in with jerking off profusely, and you're
like the healthiest person in the world.
And your COVID fever disappears in less than a day.
Gotcha.
Or technically, it was 3 days for me. 2.5 days I had a fever, but it was dropping after it peaked that first night. It started dropping, and then it was gone. And then the day that it was gone is the day I found out I had COVID.
Damn.
That, remember, I called you like, my fever's gone. I feel fine.
Oh, yeah.
Just my throat and my eyes. And then that's when I found out I had it.
Weird.
And then after every sickness part of it was gone is when it got bad. Like I can deal that sick. That sickness sucked, but when that's when the lung thing happened.
Yeah.
When I couldn't really breathe.
Well, then I remember you said when you returned back to work, like this is fucking brutal.
Yep.
This, this is the shit I don't understand with like sports, because like a lot of NBA players and NFL players, like the ones that I've mostly known have gotten COVID. All of a sudden, everything's Gucci. They're good. Yeah, they're playing. All of a sudden, they're like, out with COVID, and then. Like what? Well, and all of a sudden they come back and then they're fucking playing, you know, 90 minutes straight.
So it's like sports have a special thing. It's kind of like their equipment. When the Wild had that giant trailer fire, pretty much.
Yeah.
When they're going to the game, they had to go to like a plate against sports to get equipment. Even the announcers are saying that's not the same type of equipment they use. Those aren't the same types of sticks. They aren't the same types of skates or helmets. Everything for pros is different. Medicine wise, they have little mini MRI machines. Like if you broke your leg, you just pop your leg up. And it goes from like here to your ankle. And they just put it on you and it's an MRI.
Damn.
They have things like that. They have all sorts of different types of like, for instance, if, what was it? Patrick Kane in one of the playoffs for hockey. Patrick Candy. He's also a porn star. Related to John Candy. But if you broke your foot or something from a blocked shot and like you're okay to keep playing, yeah, they'll pop you full of pills. Look at Aaron Rodgers after that one game. He was higher than a kite.
Yeah, he was steroids fucking juiced.
And fucking muscle relaxers.
Exactly. And just to keep you going, they have their options are. Because they're not just people anymore.
I mean, they're literally investments.
Yeah, they're assets.
I suppose.
So they need to keep their assets. That's why, you know, these owners have billions of dollars compared to me or you owning something. Because they have to be able to afford all this shit. They have to be able to afford all this high-tech medical stuff.
Yeah.
So these guys are more than likely have inhalers that open up their lungs like no other's a steroid.
Mm-hmm. It's all behind the scenes, little skeezy bitches.
You know, stuff like that. It's like why Magic Johnson can live up with AIDS for 30 plus years or whatever.
He doesn't even have AIDS anymore.
Exactly.
What's AIDS? You know what I mean?
But that's the thing is like before they had that most recent development in AIDS medicine, like he was still just good to go when people would be dying within a year.
Yeah.
Money talks.
Money does talk.
And what it says is, I don't want to be with you, Nick. I don't want to be with you. So then I'm not financially, you know, I don't get the money as, you know, everyone else gets.
Mm-hmm.
Money talks to me and goes, you know what? I can do better.
Damn.
You know?
It's otherwise, not I'd you, be rich. It's me.
Exactly. Money just keeps running away from me.
Same.
It just keeps at that happy level where it's like, oh, I'm so close. And then it goes, I cheated on you. And it's like, oh, I'm getting there. And it goes, killed your dog.
Damn, oh, that's I'm a getting vicious there. Fucking bitch there.
Money's a piece of shit.
Money is a piece of shit.
You build it up and it disappears. You build it up and it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an absentee father.
Do you think do you think you get an extra bonus when you win the Super Bowl?
Oh, you do. 100%. 100%. Yep.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Even if you lose the Super Bowl, you still get a bonus.
Well, goddamn.
You get a bonus. I believe it is. You get a Super Bowl bonus. Kind of like how Olympic athletes get paid for doing well. Some and it depends on your contract, obviously. Like there's some I've heard of contracts where it's performance based, where like they'll sign you for $1 million a year, but if you get X amount of points, you get a bonus. If you get in the playoffs, you get a bonus.
Every game like, you play, you get a bonus. Like as a receiver, you get a certain amount of catches as well. You get a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they want to incent you to do good, and they want you to keep coming back to the Super Bowl because if you keep winning Super Bowls, your franchise is going to make more money. More people are going to watch you. There's more people want to have ads with you and your players. You know, everything going on. It's a giant cycle of humans being used for money.
Greed.
Oh, yeah.
Dollar exploitation. Who won the Super Bowl? Who won?
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was your boys from the Florida.
Who's my
Buccaneers.
Boys? The Florida Buccaneers? Who's my boy?
Dalton loves the Florida Buccaneers.
No, I didn't.
You listen, love you know the who Florida my boy Buccaneers,
no.
Tim Brandy, no. And his boy Ross Gronkowski. Them sons of bitches, dude.
Listen, never said those were my boys.
Well, they're your boys today.
Well, all
right. Yeah, Rogers is gone.
Rogers is gone. Patrice Manholes can't fucking throw shit. Yes. He was doing some acrobatics, and that's about it, right?
Good idea. Yeah,
because if he was as good as he was last year, they would have won.
Ooh,
that's true.
But they didn't. They shit the bed because Patrice let the money get to his head, thought he was tight, and fucked around. And got teabagged.
He definitely did.
By that old grandpa Tim Brandy. So you tell me. Who's the real winner here? Because Tim and Ross, You see him chuck that motherfucking trophy through the fucking goddamn halfway across the ocean.
Chucking it boat to boat?
Yeah.
That was a ballsy move.
Tim can't handle his booze.
That's obvious.
No. You know, fuck. I mean, by the fucking halftime, it was 21-6.
He's already six-pack deep by that point, yeah. Because who needs to keep playing?
Yeah. I mean,
not them.
When it's halftime and you're 21-6, you go, do I even have to try anymore?
No.
I mean, fuck.
How many dunks is that?
Not when you're 10
Brandy. A shit ton of dunks. But here's the other thing. Is that the first inning, there was an 8-yard home run. Put him at a
That's fucking unheard of.
Put him at a 7-3 lead. Can you fucking imagine? Can you imagine being that good and also being that old at the same time? Fucking outstanding. You tell me who the fucking champion is.
At this point, I have fucking no idea. You say an 8-yard home run?
Yeah.
Yeah, an 8-yard home run, giving him a 7-3 lead.
It's got to be first in NFL history.
You're telling me, Bucky.
Holy fuck, dude. So they got bodied. They're not my boys. Tim Brandy?
They might as well be. The motherfuckers got more goddamn rings than you got. Fuck pairs of underwear.
Yeah, you ain't wrong.
You
his
you,
daughter's also
wait,
got.
Wait, hold on. So that means you got
You ain't wrong.
He's got like pairs of underwear. Six to seven pairs of underwear.
Man,
I got more than that.
Then streaks becoming.
Dude, I fucking wear new underwear every day.
Wow, wish I had that kind of money bag. Yeah, maybe I should have been Tim Brandy then.
Listen,
what it's like to be
I don't
rich.
Need cheese balls, okay?
I don't know, dude. All I know. Patrice Manholes fucking blows dick.
Yo, if Blake
and he's only
25,
he's only 25.
He's 25. Yeah. That dude's a young buck.
Dude, he's pretty much retired.
He could have retired last year and it would have been fine.
He should have. He wouldn't be embarrassed this year.
Oh, God.
Seriously. Oh, God. You don't go up against Tim Brandy.
Tim Brandy.
Did you guys watch him get fucking walked off the boat?
Yeah.
And all fucked up because he couldn't handle a couple tequila shots.
That dude was
like they said, that Florida juice. Sun's gonna get you.
Who's his wife? The model?
Carol Overwood.
No.
Definitely not.
Giselle something. What's her name?
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Giselle something.
Okay, hold on. You ask a person asking you what their name is. What's their name?
Giselle something. It's Giselle something.
Yeah, and those fuckers only eat green beans and air. So you know a couple tequila shots be getting them fucking
getting
juicy.
Litty lit. But how are you supposed to be after winning the Super Bowl? You got to be fucked up.
If you're not fucked up after you won the
Super
Bowl,
you're not winning, dude.
You're already a loser.
Well, I mean, you have to think about it, too. Tim Brandy came from the Patriots, right? Who everyone thought was like, he didn't make the team. The team made him. Then he goes literally the next year to a new team, the Florida Buccaneers.
Who suck.
They haven't made the playoffs since like 2012.
And the only reason they fucking won is because of Brandy and Gronkowski.
That was Ross Gronkowski.
It is.
Well, he didn't say.
He just didn't say his first name.
Yeah.
Oh, are you 12 beers deep?
Dude, I'm too many deep.
You had three steins full and you can't fucking see straight?
You're as many deep as they had dunks in the second half.
No shit.
They got dunked on any harder.
Seriously, I've never seen a hockey puck go so fast.
I mean, let's be real. He did punt that thing like a grand slam.
Was Antonio Gray playing?
Probably.
Okay. I don't know if he actually is in the league or not.
Is that different than Antonio Black?
No, but his actual name is Antonio Brown.
That would make sense.
There you go.
Everything's clicking now. And here we are. And here
sports,
we are.
Sports.
I don't know, man.
They call him AB, always bitching.
He's always bitching. He's a whining bitch.
Unless you want to be on this podcast, then we love you.
Did anybody do
the knuckle puck?
No, I was wondering if anybody shot a three-pointer through the goalpost. But I didn't watch that long.
Two attempts, but Patricia's second linebacker couldn't really figure out the positioning of the puck. So, yeah.
You mean that air-filled fucking pig stomach?
No. It's
wrapped in its own skin.
It's on calf, like a veal.
Ooh.
Yeah, like a baby cow.
Or is it like lamb chops?
A sow? Was that a baby pig? It's a baby pig.
The more you know.
A sow is definitely not a baby pig.
What?
A sow is probably. I'm almost positive. A sow.
Are you trying to say the south?
I'm pretty sure a sow is the mother.
Nah, is it?
Well, there's piglets.
Did somebody rip Ace? Holy fuck.
Straight up, son. What's up?
Tasting beef stew over here.
Gotta give you something to eat. You've been drinking too much. You need a little...
A sow's not a baby pig. I swear to God, it was a baby
pig. A sow is the one who gives birth to the piglet.
All right.
Because a piglet is a baby pig.
So you think it's the sow is a mom.
Mm-hmm.
You think the sow is a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I think that.
I think the sow is a rapper. Google it.
What?
Google it.
A
Google
rapper?
It. Yeah,
just a rapper. Type in.
How do you even spell sow?
Just type S-O-W.
In the sow. S-O-W.
Thus, I'm sure the sow comes up as a rapper.
Well, that's what I said.
That would be unfortunate well, why would for you that put individual.
The sow? The?
Yeah.
Or is it the south?
Or it's a dark wood.
Urban Dictionary it. Before anything, Urban Dictionary it.
What sow means? Sowed, sown, sown.
Just Urban Dictionary. You'll get it.
Just type sow pig. Because I want to know if I'm right. I know I'm
give
right.
Me too. Then.
Well, maybe the pig can rap. Okay, back off.
Sow pig. Give me that meaning. What's a sow pig?
Probably spelled it wrong. It's probably like
young
S-O-U.
Adult female pigs that have not yet produced a litter of piglets.
Suck my ass.
Well, you're technically wrong.
Sows, adult female pigs that have
suck
because
my
you
ass.
Said it was one that
one
gave
or more
birth.
Litters.
Yeah, but he also said it was birth. A fucking baby pig.
So you're both
which
wrong.
Is a piglet. Why
which
did I
makes
think
me
it was
right.
A baby? God, I'm fucking brain dead.
Your parents have a farm and you don't know this?
They don't have pigs though.
Yeah, well, maybe we should buy them one.
We should. I bet they
we should buy
pigs.
Them.
Dude, piglets are so fucking cute.
Here's the thing. 2021, all we do is buy your parents animals that they don't need and you leave them at the farm.
We're getting an ostrich.
Yes. Dude,
and an
God,
emu.
Fuck yeah. Emus? Oh, yes.
And a llama.
And a falcon.
And a camel.
Dude, I want all of these. I'm down. I will be the
best. And we're going to leave them there and make them pay for them. We'll pay for them initially, but after that, it's all up to them.
Let's just get a flock of moose in.
Right, yeah. The sow doesn't even exist in our dictionary, you fucking liar.
Well, yeah.
I know, we just had to make sure. We weren't asking. we didn't know. We just wanted to make sure there wasn't anything awesome.
I'm upset. I need an ostrich.
Let's make a sexual position called the sow.
That's doggy
deal.
Style.
No, no, no. We need piggy style.
Piggy style.
Ever seen a pig have sex?
No.
It's no, a, but I think trough. I think if you plunge it in hard enough, they will squeal.
Oink.
We can find this out. Call Rachel up. We'll watch.
And so will they, and they will be ecstatic. And this will only be exclusive on Pornhub.
There'll
is
be ecstatic shock.
This is how the
you'll have to watch the entire podcast up until the end just to see Rachel squeal like a
one person
like
will do that and cut the end and then post that over us.
Hey babe.
That's fine. We'll get at least 12.
You should
views.
Text right now. You think if I put it in hard enough, you'd squeal.
Oh my God.
Tonight's the night, babe. You're going to squeal like a pig.
She's going to answer back. So are you.
Hold on. This is for content right now.
Oh God. Oh, all right. Dalton's going to get. If you see someone barge in here and knock
this.
Over the camera, it means Dalton's buried
that's
in the backyard.
That's when we end. That's when we end.
This is ballsy.
I'm going to text her and
if I put it in.
Just text her. Sorry.
Hard.
No, I'm going to text her and say, Dalton's going to make you
enough.
Squeal like a pig tonight.
I put it in hard enough, would you squeal? Jesus fucking Christ. This is not how I talk to women, ladies and gentlemen. This is just... How do you spell squeal? Got it. Well, we need this reaction. She better text back quick. Or we're going to hear them just fucking screaming downstairs.
You're going to hear excuse
she's
me.
She's going to get two dings because I said Dalton's going to make you squeal like a pig.
She's going to shit on me.
I'm just going to reply with sorry in advance.
You can't have two people drinking in the same room.
I didn't tell her that you told me to say that.
It's okay, because she's still going to put it on me anyways. Because she knows that's something I asked.
Like
how we whisper when they know they're going to listen to this podcast.
No, because if they listened, we would know if they were going to fucking take the money for those lap dances. So they don't.
True, they don't.
Oh,
we
yeah.
have shitty ass friends.
We're going to have to drop some elbows.
We have better we friends online than we do in real
dude,
life.
What up, Ireland?
What up, Olivia?
All she did was send me question marks.
Ireland and Olivia, MVPs right here.
Yep.
Better than our fucking family.
Oliveland.
What'd you say?
Oliveland. Ireland and Olivia.
Oliveland.
Or yeah, I was trying to make something.
Aeolia.
Awesome, but my brain
Aeoli.
Is.
Aeoli.
Aeoli. Pop it a boopy.
Olivia.
No response. Weak.
Yeah, which is weird because she gave me two question
just
points.
Kidding. I just get, excuse me, question mark?
You're grounded.
You win some, you lose some. And on that note, take care.
Bye. Love
peace
you.
Peace and love. Smash that button to friend me on Facebook.
Smash, like, smash, subscribe, follow, comment.
Unfollow me on Twitter, but then follow me on Instagram again, and then unsmash my buttons.
Oh, smash the buttons.
Unsmash mine, though.
But honestly, we do need interaction.
We need some fucking
honestly, we just want feedback.
Here.
We just want to talk to you guys.
Please, we don't even need feedback. If you just press some buttons, get us up, bring us up to the curated lists. So that you guys also get more friends. And we do as well.
And also, if you're in the feed, here you go.
Please.
And yeah.
Please.
Enjoy your Monday. We love you. Have fun.
Bye, bitches.